All right, we've got Dan Savage making a hit on both our picks so far.
Sacks.
This one? Yeah, the mud bowl will tie better, yeah.
Oh, you got the remote? You got control?
Plenty of room. How's everybody doing?
Good. Dan, assuming you guys take a kicker here with the next pick, what do you see from Kate York and what he can give you guys in that position?
Sure, yeah, am I good to just roll right here? Yeah, really excited to add Cade, to our roster here. Cade is really a consensus player across the organization between personnel, research, and scouting. Very talented young player with a strong leg. A player we got very familiar with through the evaluation process here this spring. Saw him kick on multiple occasions and, really feel good about adding him to the roster, hopefully solidifying the position going forward. And looking forward to, seeing what he can do and get him out there on the field.
When we talked to Kareem Winfrey, his energy just jumped over the phone. I'm sure you guys saw the same thing.
Yeah. Perrion is an extremely passionate guy. I think you guys are going to love him. I think the dog pound is going to love him. He is a high-energy player all day who loves football. We're really excited to add him to the room, to the roster, to see him out there practice every day. To me, I had the opportunity to see him practice this year in Oklahoma practices pretty early in the morning. He was the first guy out there getting ready. You can feel his energy through the entire practice. I think anybody who's at the Senior Bowl would have seen the energy that he brings, daily and then in the game. Obviously, he had a great game. So really looking forward to, to adding him to the room and seeing what he can do.
You never know what other teams are going to do. You guys make that very nice thing. You guys think you're working.
I really think we kind of look to see where we're at on the board. We typically have a handful of players that we would consider taking at certain spots. And then, AB touched on it last night. We spend most of the day on the phone fielding calls, seeing where we should go up and down, depending who's available. Our pro scouting staff does a great job putting together team needs. So, we do our best research as we can to, try to make the odds as favorable as we can to, pick players that we think will be available. When we get to those picks, but again, AB touches on it. We're always looking to move either up or down depending what opportunity is available.
So you thought he was going to go in this round?
Okay. You never know. I mean, we know there's a lot of teams that were interested in kickers through this process. Again, the round thing is really fluid year to year. We're excited to add him because of the talent we think he brings to the room, regardless of what number of pick we took back here, so very excited.
How much did the performance of Pearson in the playoffs get you guys to use the pick on the kicker?
That's a great question, Tony. I would say, every kicker is different, every position player is different year to year. Evan McPherson's a really good player. We're going to see him in the division for a long time, obviously. But Cade, we kind of evaluate each player as an individual and what they can bring to the Cleveland Browns. And again, through our process, this was a high consensus player that we were really excited to have.
How do you evaluate when it kicks in the south, warmer weather, and then you've got Cleveland?
Yeah, it's obviously a difficult place to kick here. I think, a lot of kickers around the league, all come from different weather environments. They all, come from different parts of the country. Really, we're judging the talent that we see. We're judging the makeup of the player across all positions. Kicker, obviously, the environment does create certain circumstances that can be difficult depending where you kick. But Cade's a guy that we like his mental makeup. I think that's a big part of it. And we really like, his overall talent level for kicking in and out doing it.
During the playoffs, one of the insiders reported that Brown was going to take Pearson next year. Is there true to that?
Just like most kickers that we, I can't comment on the round where we would have taken a play. Through the draft process, we thought Evan was very talented. And again, we look at each scenario, each pick really has its own situation. And it kind of comes down to who's available on the board in certain spots and what we're willing to do. So, again, really excited to add Cade with this pick.
Okay. What is it about Winfrey's game that you like? Were you surprised that he was still on the board when he went?
Oh, man. I'll start with his game. Love his game. Perrion, again, is a guy that is a great scheme fit for us as far as coming off the ball. He plays with violence. He plays with quickness, speed, power. He's an up-the-field penetrating type of player as a three technique, which is, again, a difficult skill set to find. You know, he was a two-year starter at Oklahoma, and you saw his game grow as his career there continued. And, you know, him fitting into our system, again, you know, have great faith in our staff here to continue to work to develop him. And his skill set is something that we truly do look for in that spot. So, as far as him being available, I mean, again, every spot's different. Everybody's board's different. We got pretty familiar with him through the process through the spring. Loved what he did the Senior Bowl against, the best competition you're going to see him go against. And, you know, really kind of check those boxes as we went. So, again, addressing the board this morning and kind of resetting things, as Andrew talks about, we felt really good about it if he was there. Sure. Yeah. Preef obviously spent a good amount of time within the process, so you know eventually you guys will get to talk to him about what he saw. But in general, it's kind of a combination of talent with you know the mental makeup. This is a guy that kicked in a lot of big games at LSU for a you know high powered program, where really every game is a huge game down there every week, and you know made a lot of kicks. And when you combine that with the talent, again, it's something we're really excited to pick here.
Cade shows he's got a pretty long run. Year, he hit from beyond 50, 55 yards, which is pretty impressive
yep.
for a college kicker. The unique environment, though, of kicking here in Cleveland, Bruce Energy Stadium, is not the easiest place to deal with. So, I guess, you know, when you're evaluating a college kicker, how do you throw in those intangibles that he's going to have to deal with here as far as?
Sure. Again, I would go back to kind of the mental makeup of the player. You really never know until you know you get into a stadium and you see how the wind feels at the stadium. You get used to kicking there. Our guys go down there you know, during the season, during the off season, do a good amount of kicking there just to get used to that. Again, when you're projecting players to the NFL, you're looking for specific traits and a specific makeup, and you know, when those things combine to make up what you think will be a pretty good player, you're excited.
Dan, the Phil Dodson and Jim Nagy told me this recently that most teams just rely exclusively on their special teams coach to scout the kicker. Mm-hmm. Was that the case with you guys?
No, this is, again, everything we kind of do here in our evaluation process is it comes back to three things. It comes back to the coaching staff, it comes back to our scouting staff, and it comes back to you know, our football research department here. And again, Cade was a guy across the organization here that everybody felt great about, you know, this entire process. So again, very excited to add him. I think that started, you know, with our air scouts doing a great job this fall, seeing him live multiple times. You know, Coach Prefer getting a chance to see him kick a couple times, and you know, spending the time and putting in the resources to get to know Cade.
Does that change your strategy offensively when you have such a big-legged kicker like that? Obviously, you made that 57-yarder in a huge game. What does that do to your offense?
Yeah, to be honest with you, Mary Kay, that would be a great question for Kevin. As far as game management-wise, I'm not going to put any words in his mouth there. But, yeah, I mean, it certainly gives you a level of comfort knowing that, hey, you have a guy who can hit from long range. I think everybody, you know, feels good about that. Yeah, I mean, Cade's a very talented guy, and we'll see where it goes in the fall. We're looking forward to seeing him get a chance to kick in our stadium.
Dan, I know the Senior Bowl is just a piece of it, but you mentioned it a few times. Is there anything you learned about Perrion that you didn't already know through that process, and was it something that elevator him all, but he was, you know, had a good week down there, was that MVP?
Sure, yeah, I would say when evaluating Perrion again, you saw all the traits on tape. That part was great. And again, you saw him improve over his time in Oklahoma. The Senior Bowl is always a great opportunity. Jim Nagy does a great job getting the best talent in the country there. So your next question is, okay, is he going to continue to improve and ascend in that environment, which, you know, we thought he did a great job down there, had a really good week. Again, I was fortunate that I, you know, got a chance to see him practice this fall, and you can feel him on the practice field. And then as soon as you get to Senior Bowl, he's a guy that, you know, you can see his teammates kind of rally around him. He was the energy guy on their team. You know, those are all things that we're, you know, looking to add intangibly whenever we can with a player. It's, you know, a nice addition to a guy with a really quality skill set for our, you know, for our scheme and for our system, for the building in general.
So. When I read about him, it said he had to go to junior college because he wasn't academically ready to go to a four-year school. But talking to him, he seemed like a pretty sharp guy. Did you get that?
Yeah, I think you guys are going to love talking to him. Like I said, his energy is something that you feel all the way. There's a number of players that come into college football every year and come into the National Football League that went the junior college route initially. You know, got to know him through the process, and we feel really good about adding him to the room. So
when we talked to Andrew last night, he mentioned that he felt the sweet spots he put in his draft was in these middle rounds. Obviously, the moves that you guys made seem to reflect that. Yeah. Just from your perspective, what did you see as far as the strength was in the middle of these rounds where you guys felt like adding some extra picks there would really help you out?
Sure. I mean, obviously, this was a unique year not picking in the first round. So when you really tried to go through all of our situational planning work that we put a couple weeks into before the draft, you know, you really kind of come away working through different situations, and you know, you work through a number of what ifs and trade scenarios, and hey, where should we be looking to acquire more picks? And, you know, there's always a fine line, and you know, you're always going to get great conversation around. You sit and pick a player here, or do we try to move back and you know, increase our odds of getting two players we really like here at a slightly later spot in the draft or acquiring future picks? So it really comes down to, you know. I know you guys probably get sick of us saying that, but every pick really does come down to a unique situation, who's available, and the opportunities that are presented to us through making trade calls and do an hour due diligence to work up and down the board and make sure we feel comfortable. So.
And do you think, is anything different or easier upstairs now because we've kind of been together for a third year?
Yeah, I honestly don't feel like anything's different the last couple of years. Our coaching staff does an absolutely phenomenal job in this process. Our scouts do a phenomenal job in this process. And it's great, you know, that we've, you know, been able to come together physically this year. But really, like, the challenge of, you know, new staff coming together in the middle of the pandemic, everybody checked those boxes as we went 2 years ago. Last year was great through the process, and then this year, you know, it's nice to have everybody back in the building and be able to work together in person. But again, I can't compliment our staff enough for the work they put into this process. And again, you know, our entire college scouting staff is on the road all year away from their families. It's what they do, what they're passionate about. And then, you know, our football research group is, again, spread out somewhere in the building. Some are, you know, spread out throughout the country, and everybody coming together and working together on the process is phenomenal to watch. And then, you know, when it all comes together, we're all really excited about the guys we get to add this weekend. We feel pretty good about it.
Dan, the way Oklahoma used Winfrey, he was at nose. Mm-hmm. Is it any harder to kind of project him as a three technique, or is he just such a kind of a classic three technique in your eyes that you think that's not, you know, a stretch to think of him?
Yeah, it's funny. The way they used him is like, and you speak with their coaching staff, like he's an upfield penetrator all day. If you can put that guy over the center, you can put him over a guard, and you're really trying to, you know, cut the defense in half, or cut the offense in half, I should say. His skill set is, you know, fun to watch. Again, I think he fits, you know, projecting him to a true three-tech spot here is, you know, really the overall skill set that we're looking for in that spot. But I mean, you can play him at one technique, and he's going to get off the ball, and he's going to chase, play hard. You're going to get all the same production traits you see.
Back in the day, defensive line coaches, I guess I'm thinking of Tim Tomo, used to line up from across from prospects, and would you dare not do that with a player?
I'm not getting in front of him, I can tell you that. He'd break me in half. But I don't even think I'd be able to get my hands on him at this point, to be honest. But, no, he's. You guys are going to love watching Perrin practice. Again, this is a guy I think the Dog Pound is going to absolutely love. Like, you guys are going to see it every day out there in practice. You're going to be able to feel him. And you know, hopefully he will continue to develop and turn into a really good football player for us throughout these many games.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot for your time.
Thanks, guys.
See you next year.
Yeah. See you in 2 weeks.